Imagine walking into a space that instantly fills you with peace, where every object has meaning, every corner tells your story, and the very air seems to welcome you home. This isn't just about having a tidy house, it's about creating a life that resonates with joy. Marie Kondo's philosophy transcends mere organization. It's a pathway to mindfulness, intentionality, and profound well-being. In our increasingly chaotic world, the ability to create order in our immediate environment gives us a sense of control that ripples through every aspect of our lives. Research from UCLA has even found that people who implement these principles experience reduced stress hormones and improved mental health. The KonMari method isn't just changing closets, it's transforming lives across cultures, languages, and living situations, from celebrities in mansions to students in tiny apartments. Tidying is fundamentally a dialogue with yourself about what truly matters. When you begin this process, you're not just organizing objects, you're clarifying your values and priorities. Your ideal lifestyle isn't necessarily about where you live, but how you spend your time. Even in a small apartment, joy can be found through simple touches like aromatherapy before bed or a single flower in a vase. Many abandon their vision of an ideal home, believing it's impossible in their current circumstances. But this defeatism misses the point. What makes a home truly special isn't its size or luxury features, but your passionate commitment to creating a space that reflects your dreams, choosing only what you truly love, and treating belongings with respect. Each home has its distinct character. Some feminine, others masculine, some youthful, others serene. Connecting with your space guides you toward intuitive organization solutions. The solo performance method helps evaluate possessions, examine items that catch your eye, and consider their purpose. This practice reveals how things should be stored or whether they've served their purpose. Some possessions create instant connections, perfect matches that inspire peace and security. The entranceway, your home's face, should evoke relief upon entering. Keeping this area clean serves as a purification ritual that builds confidence. Your living room should balance relaxation with engagement through designated storage solutions. A well-organized kitchen makes cooking enjoyable. Maintain clear counters near work areas and minimize cookware. Your bedroom serves as an energy sanctuary. Create a joy niche with seasonal elements where you first look upon waking. Focus on three crucial pressure points: the entrance, center, and areas with plumbing. The center particularly matters as it concentrates energy like a whirlpool. Mindful engagement transforms your relationship with clothes. When folding, communicate love and gratitude as you smooth the fabric. Store items vertically by color gradient in drawers for easy viewing. For hanging clothes, create an upward visual line rising to the right, arranged by length and color. Don't worry if tidying reveals a consistent style. People rarely notice when others wear similar outfits regularly. It's actually reassuring to see familiar clothing choices. The fashion industry promotes constant variety, but releasing this pressure brings freedom. Shoes exist between consumable items and art pieces. Our treatment of new versus worn shoes reflects our relationship with these essential items. Develop a ritual of cleaning your shoes' soles and expressing gratitude. It brings clarity and perhaps even luck. Creating joy-filled routines starts with simple practices. Opening windows for fresh air, lighting incense, greeting your house as family. Physical rituals like oil pulling or morning hot water can become cherished habits. To form new habits, commit to just 10 consecutive days. This achievable timeframe provides enough consistency while requiring the most energy up front. Create smooth mornings by allowing extra time and giving everything a designated spot, from hairbrushes to school bags. Simplify cleaning through minimalism. Use a few versatile cleaners rather than specialized products. Often, just water and cloth suffice. This brings joy through simplicity and requires less storage. When overwhelmed, review your schedule to identify time wasters. Self-reflect alone or with a partner to discover which activities bring joy versus drain time. Share habits you want to quit. It helps maintain accountability. Balancing work and family requires a support system and aligned schedules. Create blocks of uninterrupted time through fixed routines, recognizing that everyone's optimal rhythm differs. Having children doesn't mean sacrificing personal time. It means scheduling it strategically. Transform chores into shared activities. Make tidying a natural transition between activities by establishing clear expectations and designated spaces. When folding laundry or organizing toys, invite others to participate, turning tasks into bonding moments. Working intensely isn't inherently problematic. The ideal work-life balance varies by individual and life stage. Issues arise when work becomes directionless and relentless. Sometimes, constraints actually improve time management. Life's purpose lies in finding fulfillment through harmonious relationships. Childhood interests often reveal our true sources of joy, which we tend to forget as adults. Nurture connections that genuinely energize you. When relationships lack joy, either actively work to improve them or consider stepping back. Find ways to make exercise enjoyable and natural. If you think you dislike exercise, explore what movements bring you joy, whether dancing, hiking, or even mindful cleaning activities. Traditional floor cleaning can become a meditative practice. After a few minutes of wiping floors, your breathing steadies, posture improves, and you feel mentally refreshed. It becomes a way of connecting with your living space. Take intentional breaks during your day. Working nonstop reduces effectiveness. Short 10-15-minute pauses can reset your mind. Choose what truly refreshes you, a walk, meditation, or quiet tea break without devices. When tidying becomes challenging, it often reveals blocks in other areas of life, from work to relationships. Our approach to possessions mirrors our approach to life. Set clear deadlines to avoid postponing indefinitely. By physically evaluating if items spark joy, we develop lasting emotional awareness that transforms our mindset. We can realize our ideal lifestyle now, using what's already at hand. Transform simple moments creatively. Beautiful dishes from cupboards can turn a snack break into an elegant occasion. Small celebrations of seasonal changes bring rhythm and joy to everyday life. Putting our home in order changes our lives meaningfully by teaching us to savor each moment. What sparks joy naturally evolves with each life stage. Stay attuned to your present sense of joy and cherish time with loved ones. Self-reflection helps discover what truly matters and prevents returning to clutter. By visualizing your ideal lifestyle and noting what sparks joy, you create a roadmap to a more fulfilling life. The ultimate message isn't about perfection. It's about intentionally creating a joy-filled life. By choosing what to keep and how to arrange it, we're clarifying our values and priorities. Your home should be more than storage. It should be a sanctuary that nourishes your spirit and reflects your deepest values.